AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. The government shutdown has begun. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
President Donald Trump and Congress have failed to come to an agreement to keep government programs and services running by the Wednesday deadline. Democrats have been demanding funding for health care subsidies that are expiring for millions of people under the Affordable Care Act. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
The premiums for those on ACA, 24 million people, that's a huge number, will go up 114%.
Republican Senator John Barrasso is accusing Schumer of a shakedown.
Chuck Schumer is forcing a government shutdown, regardless of the cost, regardless of the consequences to the American people. This truly is a Democrat-owned, Chuck Schumer-owned shutdown.
Some 750,000 federal workers are expected to be furloughed and some possibly fired by the Trump administration. This is the third time over two administrations that President Donald Trump has presided over a federal funding lapse. Donna Warder, Washington.
The White House reportedly is withdrawing its nomination to head the BLS.
The White House will announce a new nominee to lead the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's according to a White House official who spoke anonymously, saying the nomination of E.J. Antoni to lead the BLS has been pulled. No reasons were given, but the official says President Trump plans to announce a new nominee soon. Trump nominated Antoni in an attempt to gain more control over the federal agency responsible for producing key economic data. Trump fired Erica McIntyre-Furr as BLS commissioner on August 1st after the July jobs report showed a rapid slowdown in hiring. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Police closed the Oktoberfest fairgrounds Wednesday morning following a bomb threat from the suspected perpetrator of an explosion in northern Munich. This is AP News. The WNBA commissioner is facing criticism from one of the league's top stars over a lack of player support.
Right now, we have the worst leadership in the world.
Nafisa Collier delivered a blistering assessment of the WNBA and its commissioner in a prepared statement and disclosed private conversations she said she had with Kathy Engelbert that portrayed her as a leader who lacks accountability.
She told me, players should be on their knees thanking their lucky stars for the media rights deal that I got them. That's a mentality driving our league from the top. We go to battle every day to protect a shield that doesn't value us.
The Minnesota Lynx star spoke Tuesday for more than 4 minutes on a range of topics, including her conversation with Engelbert about Indiana Fever star Caitlin Clark and her value to the league.
Her response was, Caitlin should be grateful she makes $16 million off the court, because without the platform that the WNBA gives her, she wouldn't make anything.
I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.